There's actually, let me say that again. There are different stages in this faith journey. There's different stages in this faith journey, and I'm going to talk about one of them, and it's actually the first stage. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you've been doing this faith walk for 50 years or you are a newbie. You just joined the club and you just know a little bit about it. But all of us will start in this first stage in our faith journey, okay? And the faith journey starts with a dream. The faith journey starts with a dream. All right. So everybody say, I have a dream. Okay. We're going to say that a whole bunch of times because we're going to get this at the end of this. All right. So I have a dream. Now, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Another way of saying it is faith gives substance to what you're hoping for. Another translation says, faith makes it a reality of what you have a dream in your heart. So we're going to talk about dreams. And you can dream about a whole bunch of things and nothing's going to happen until you mix faith with it. There's people, they have dream. Oh, I have a dream about doing this. Until you mix faith with it, big zero. You have to mix faith with your dreams. So we're going to talk about dreams. Now, let me tell you a story. You'll probably all go, oh, yeah, been there and done that. But first off, there's people who study about dreams, you know, the physiology of it. And they say that the average person dreams anywhere between 4 and 7 dreams in 8 hours. Well, I don't sleep 8 hours, so maybe I'm down one. But the average person dreams between 4 and 7 dreams a night. 4 and 7 dreams. Okay? Anybody have a dream last night that you remember? I didn't. I was just so glad to wake up and say, yes, it's a new day. All right. But all of us have dreams. And have you ever woken up from one of those dreams and you got this emotion when you woke up? Right? Anybody ever have that happen? So one time, Jack and I are watching TV and we're watching, it was like hunting the king of the lions in Africa. Something like that. And it was a 2-day series or something like that. They're going all through Africa. And by the second night I went to bed and got up that morning, I woke up in a sweat. Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh no, lions, tigers, and bears. So it was almost like I was there. Actually, in the dream, I was there and I woke up and it was like, oh my gosh. So I tell all of that is because not all your dreams are from God. Thank you. Right. They're not all from God. I wasn't on lions, tigers, and bears, okay? And today, I'm not going to talk about that kind of dream, okay? I'm not talking about that. Y'all with me? I'm not talking about that, all right? What I want to talk about is God will give you a God-birthed dream on the inside. Matter of fact, God gives everybody dreams. He puts dreams in your heart. Just get quiet a second and think about some of those dreams God's put in your heart, all right? Especially if you've walked with the Lord, I've had different dreams that God's placed in my heart. But I will tell you, every single person, and Carol's dream is going to be different than my dream. And your dream is liable to be different than mine and hers and theirs, okay? But God puts a dream in everybody's heart because that's what God does, all right? So we're going to talk about it. Everybody say, I have a dream. So let me tell you, when God puts a dream in your heart, what happens? God puts a dream in your heart. It might be you come to church and we're doing a series on relationships and marriages, and you hear these scriptures as I share and the stories I tell, and you're going, man, my marriage is a mess. And you start hearing these scriptures, like I said, and all of a sudden you're thinking, man, mine could be better, all right? God starts to put a dream in your heart, right? Just by hearing the word, hearing someone's testimony, all right? So God will put a dream in your heart, or the scripture in Hebrews 11, God said, you could use the word, God will put hope in your heart, or God will put vision in your heart, all right? And you can use all those words interchangeably, dream, vision, hope. You just mix them all in there. They're all they all will say the same thing. God will put them in your heart. All right. Now, what happens is when you start hearing the word and God starts putting a dream in your heart, you start to think, oh my gosh, this could happen to me. All right. This could be for me. This could be for me. So when you get a dream put in your heart, you start thinking, all right, this could happen to me. Now, we sang a song about Jesus, the name of Jesus. So, and the name of Jesus is above every name. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In the name of Jesus, healing flows. So you came to church today and you've got some sickness in your body that's trying to attach itself. And you're in the middle of worship service and you're singing about this name and it says the name of Jesus, healing flows. Healing flows through the name of Jesus. And right there, you start thinking and you start having a dream put in your heart. My body could be better. That's how simple it is. All right? You start singing about it. My life could be better. My body could be better. My marriage could be better. Okay? And you start building a dream. You start building a dream on the inside. And it's wonderful. So faith starts with a dream. So if you're taking notes, write that down. Faith starts with a dream. Faith starts with hope. Faith starts with a vision. Faith starts with a dream. All right? So we're all on this journey of life, and a dream gets planted in you. And you know what a dream is simply saying? My life could be better. When a dream's in you, you're going, my life could be better. All right. Amen, Pastor D. Good preaching. So glad I came here. Wow. But let me say something. I believe today, I was telling Mary Lou and Ron, I snuck in the building. Adam caught me last night. I had to finish up some things. I had my kids home for the week and everything was just kind of topsy-turvy. And I thought, I'm getting out of my house and I'm going to come to the church and hide out. And I was finishing up my message, and then I went upstairs to pray. And Adam popped in at the end. He was cutting the lawn. Thank you so much. And we were talking, but then I was upstairs here praying. I got really quiet, and I was praying about the service. And right then, God started putting a dream in my heart about today. All right? God will put dreams in your heart. All right. For me, it was about the service. For you, it's something in your job could be better. A relationship could be better. But please stay open. God wants to put dreams in you. Now, you all know Proverbs 29:18. It says, without a vision, people perish. So how about you take the word dream and say, without a dream, people perish. And you know what that word perish means? Not good. Perish doesn't mean good. Perish means gives up. So without hope, people give up. Without dreams, people give up. All right? Without vision, people give up. All right? Proverbs 29:18. Write that down. Now, I don't know if I saw it on TV or somebody sent it to me on Facebook, some little thing about a police officer that was rescuing somebody, was able to rescue somebody who was ready to commit suicide, jump off a bridge. I could only watch half of it because it was just very emotional. And I thought about the people, that person who was about ready to jump off this bridge. What happened there? Without a vision, people give up. Without dreams, people give up. Without hope, people give up. I believe that's what happened. That person was given up, right? Right? That's what happens. They also listen to the enemy, but he plants seeds and they give up. So if God can put a dream in your heart, if God can put hope in your heart, if God can put vision in your heart, that God can make a situation better. God can make it better. My life could be better. My body could be better. That's what a dream does. So, everybody say, I have a dream. Life can be better. Amen. All right. And listen, I don't care if you're some of the biggies that have done big things for God or if you're just regular Joe Schmo. It doesn't matter. It starts with God putting a dream, a vision, a hope in your heart to do things for God. All right. So this building you're sitting in started with a dream. It started with a dream. These chairs you're sitting in, I will tell you how much they cost and how many I was like, what? It started with a dream. All right. And matter of fact, we started one of the many places we started. Where's Miriam? She snuck downstairs to help out. We started in two different hotel rooms. Now, hotel rooms were fun. Okay, they had a banquet room that we set up chairs, but guess where kids were? In the hotel rooms. You know the song, No More Monkeys Jumping on the Bed? You were called and anointed to be a children's ministry because we had kids in class in hotel rooms, and they still tell stories about how the kids, my kids especially, don't jump on the bed, all right? Now, we'd still be renting, jumping on beds if there wasn't a dream, right? All right? If it wasn't a dream that God placed in our heart, and if we didn't take a step, and if we didn't do something with a dream. And a lot of people, God gives you dreams. How many of God has given you dreams? And then sometimes people, not this bunch, it's some other bunch, okay, they're still sitting on their dreams. Okay, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. And you know what? God's waiting for you to do something with that dream. All right? So I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. So God will put a dream in your heart, but there's a part you play. There's a big part he plays, but there's a part you play. All right? You have to do something. Amen. I remember when, now, of course, I was last to figure this out, but God called Jack to pastor. I was like, no way. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to be a wife. You're going to build me a house. So I wasn't too thrilled about that, but God called Jack to pastor really early on. So that was the dream that God placed in his heart. You could call it a call, a vision, a dream. It's all the same thing. Okay. After that, guess what? Guess what you should start doing? You should start studying the Word of God. You should start filling up notebooks with sermons. And please don't ever preach them there. Probably were terrible, the beginning ones, all right? But so the dream came in the heart, and then there were steps that he had to do, all right? I have a dear friend who's very crafty, like they make things crafty, all right? And I just am in awe at the things. And she was making these cute, beautiful bracelets. They're beautiful. They weren't cute bracelets. And she had a dear friend who was a missionary in, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was India. And God dropped in her heart to make these bracelets to sell them for the orphanage in India. So, great. You got a vision dumped in your heart. But guess what you have to do? She had to go buy the supplies. She started marketing and all this stuff. And she does a pretty good business. And the money goes over to this orphanage. So God will place a vision in your heart. Then there's parts that you do. I just look out in the congregation. There's a bunch of people here, specifically ladies that I know, that God placed in their heart to go back to school at 50 plus. Okay. Well, there were some things they had to do. One, you got to try to get into a school. And then there was a whole bunch. But the vision God placed in their heart, and they had steps that they had to do. And one of them is sitting here, and she's going to graduate in December. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yay. All righty. Would you turn over to Genesis 37 with me? Genesis 37. Everybody say, I have a dream. Amen. You might have a dream in your heart that your marriage could be better, but you have a part to play. Like, you might have to get counseling. I love counseling. I love counseling. I could go once a week to get to talk to somebody. I don't have a problem with it. Okay, people look at me, counseling here. Yeah, it's okay. All right, so you might have to read the book, not just buy the book and put it on the coffee table. So everybody can see, you have Jimmy Evans' book, Marriage on the Rock, all right? No, you're going to have to read the book, and then you might just have to do the homework, okay? That's your part. God puts a dream in your heart, but you have a part to play, All righty. Are you all at Genesis 37? Here we go. Genesis 37 is about Joseph. And turn to verse 19. Genesis 37, verse 19. It's all about Joseph, and he's called the dreamer. Guy had a bunch of dreams. Now, Genesis 37, verse 19 is his brothers talking. And they're not going to talk in a nice tone. All right? So it says, Genesis 37, verse 19. And they said one to another, ugh, here comes that dreamer. Here comes the dreamer. Now I'm laughing when I'm saying it, all right? So Joseph, God gave him a dream, right? But how many of you know when God puts a dream in your heart, not everybody's going to like the dream? Definitely not in this case. Now, flip over to Ephesians, would you please? Ephesians 3, verse 20. Joseph's brothers and his parents were not too thrilled. Okay, Ephesians 3, 20. Praise God. So, not everyone's going to be thrilled with the dream God put in your heart. What, are you kidding me? Okay, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. The Amplified, can you pop that one up? Blows this out of the water. Amplified. I'm not going to read the top part. I'm going to read it. To do super abundantly far over and above we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our highest desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Man, that was good. So what it's saying is, when you start to understand who God is and what Jesus has done and how he works in your life, he can do even above your dreams, your hopes, and your visions. All right, so why did I all say that? Because everybody's going to say, I have a dream. I have a dream, all right? I have a dream. So it's real interesting. I was trying to remember, what year did we start this church? 1980, Dave would know, 84. He's got the paperwork on it, something like that. So early 1980s, God put on our heart that time to start a church. And the only thing is, it was a dream. Carol's got something running here. Okay. In the 80s, to start a church, it was a dream. It was a dream. And where we are today is not where we started the dream. In 1980s, it was a dream. Where we are today, it was not there. In the 1980s, it was a dream. And you know what? When we got the dream, we simply said, yes, God, we'll do it. All right? A dream starts with just, yes, God. So everybody say, I have a dream. All right. Now you're enjoying the dream. You got a chair. Hallelujah. All right? Gerald's got an anniversary banquet on the 24th. There's papers. Everything got moved around because communion fellowship. But it's 11 years ago. 11 years ago, Jerrell had this dream. Here she is 11 years later. It's good, all right? Praise God. You know, I know a lot of your laundry, and I can say I know some of the dreams you've had, and I watch you where you are now, and I'm going, my God, the dream came. The dream. So everybody say, I have a dream. All right, if you're taking notes, write this down. A dream is personal. A dream is personal. So this is a question you have to ask. When God puts a dream in your heart, will you keep it? All right? And when God puts a dream in your heart, personal, your heart, will you keep it? So God put dreams in Joseph's heart, and then he blabbed it to his brothers. And the interesting part was, would he keep it? All right? Now you all know there are certain people you should not be telling your dreams to. You got Debbie Downers and Ehore. All right? Don't go telling them your dreams. All right? But you should tell people, especially if you have a spouse. You should be they should not be the last person to read it on Facebook. You're going to be in heap big trouble, okay? But you should consider people to tell. And the reason why is many times, especially your spouse or if you have a prayer partner, God oftentimes will tell them ahead of time. They'll say, Mike's coming into the office and he's going to come to you and tell you about this, this, and this. So Mike walks into your office and you'll go, hey, God already told me. Do you know how comforting it is when it just confirms the dream in your heart? And you realize it wasn't the bad pizza I ate the night before, right? It was a dream. It was a good dream. It was a good thought, okay? So you should get wise counsel and get people, a person. You don't need a whole army because you'll never get a whole army to agree. But tell someone. And it should be able to confirm, all right? But in Joseph's case, it wasn't too good, all right? So a dream is personal, and the reason why it's personal, because God is going to start working things on the inside of you. He just doesn't dish out this dream and snap. It wouldn't be a dream. He gives you a dream, and he puts things, and he starts working inside of you, right? Everybody say, he's working on the inside, all right? He's working on the inside to prepare you for what he's placed in your heart. Yep. 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 I was going to say. All right. So I have a friend. They're not here today. God has placed in their heart because of the way they were brought up and the hard times and just not in a great family. God has placed in this gentleman's heart to go into counseling for hurting kids, teenagers. God placed that in his heart. And I was like, yeah, you would be the best person to do this. So God placed in his heart, or maybe God placed in your heart to be a mom. Not just a mom. I mean a godly mom that trains their kids up. Okay, all of those are great dreams. Okay, everybody say, those are good dreams. Yeah, I like that. Okay, but you have to start taking steps to prepare. So God places this in your heart, and then you have a part to play. God has a big part. But there's things that you do, right? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Now, you know what's really interesting? How many of you, God put a dream in your heart? We were talking about this morning. God put a dream in your heart, a vision in your heart, hope in your heart. And then next thing you know, you run into an obstacle. Run over one of those hurdles, right? Okay. And so what if you fail it? That's okay. Pick yourself up. Keep the dream. Keep the dream. You just pick yourself up. And, you know, God doesn't disqualify you because you muffed up once on the dream. That's not the God we serve. He's a good God, and he'll just brush you off and say, that's okay, honey. We're going to do this again. Some of you are doing it again and again and again, right? Amen. Amen. All righty. So I jot down these three things underneath a dream. Is personal because God is working some things on the inside of you. A dream is personal because God's working some things on the inside of you. And the first thing that God does is he puts a promise in you. He's the promise keeper. If you put a dream in you, he'll put a promise in you. I'm going to do this, all right? So you're like, shoo! Because if you had to look at me and wonder, is she going to do it? Maybe. Okay, but if God put a dream in your heart, he will keep a, he's a promise keeper. He'll put a promise in you, and then he will fulfill it, okay? Number two, God shows you possibilities. I'll never forget, and I've told this story before, we're down in Jamaica with Brother Bob and Mary Holland, and he makes me walk up this big hill, and he's standing on a hill with nothing. There's nothing around it. It's just bush country. And he goes, see over here, Pastor D, we're going to build blump, blump, blump. And see over here, we're going to have the dormitory. And see over here. And I was like, that looked impossible. But listen, if God put a dream in your heart, okay, there's possibilities. There are possibilities. And I've watched Bob and Mary Holland do a good bunch. And they're still walking out that dream. All right? They're still walking about the dream. So God puts dreams in your heart. He'll show you the possibilities. You just stick with it. You just stick with it. And the last one, passion. If God puts a dream in your heart, you will have passion. I get around some people, you get around people that are passionate about a topic, and you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But that's passion, right? You're like, oh, here they're coming, I'm out of here, they're going to talk about this again. Passion, all right? You have to have passion. If you don't have passion, guess what? You're not going to do it anymore. If you lose your passion, it's real easy. You won't be doing it anymore. But wait a minute. I thought God put something in your heart. Oh, baby, I wonder. All right. So if God put a dream in your heart, passion kind of lights that dream up. Passion just puts a fire on that. All right. I like passion. All right. So number one, a dream, it's personal because God's working some things in you. Number two, a dream is personal because as God is going to start correcting the course. How about, I like this word, redirecting. God put a dream in your heart. It's personal. But what often happens is there's going to be some redirecting. All right. So, Oh, Jack was perfect. You know, God called me to ministry. We're up at Penn State. He's supposed to finish his architecture degree so he can build me a house. Okay. Well, we had some big course corrections to that dream. I don't recommend this, but he quit school. We packed our bags. We went to Tulsa, went to Bible school, and he went 2 years. And finally I said, all right, I want to go. All right. So there was a course change from one thing that you're doing. Many times, not all the times, but many times, if God puts a dream in your heart, he might start redirecting you. You might have to lay down some of the stuff that you do in life and to get to the dream, to get the dream to just be really big. All righty. So redirect you. Focus. Hallelujah. I have seen people say, oh, Pastor G, I have this hope, vision, dream. And they're telling me about it. And I'm doing the passion. Woohoo, woohoo. And then I watched their life just continue. And I knew that they had to start redirecting to get to the end of that dream. And I'm like, come on, buddy. All right. There are many times you have to redirect. All right, I'll say that. Okay, another thing. In Genesis 37, let's pop over there. Genesis 37, 5. Joseph had a dream, that's simply, and he told his brothers, and they hated him even more. And then in verse 19, there he comes again. Oh, there comes Joseph, all right? So we said, when God puts a dream in your heart, not everybody's going to like it. They might just hate you, all right? So when God puts a dream in your heart, it is not on how many votes are going to agree with your dream. I should say, you should get your spouse on board. Matter of fact, there were times Cashman would come up with some wing dinghies. And half of them were good, and some of them were not. And the one, I'm not going to bring up the past here. Okay, but one of them, he didn't come into agreement on this thing, and we lost money. All right. So, therefore, afterwards, anything over $100 you had to have agreement on. That was our rule. Magically, hunting boots did not show up under the bed anymore after that. Okay, so we had this thing. All right, so because he'd come up, that was silly. But anyway, if Joseph had a dream, but not everybody liked it, especially his brothers. And, you know, it's not a bad thing if everybody doesn't like your dream. It's kind of where the rubber meets the road. It's the test. Did God really give you that dream? Are you going to let somebody knock you off course? All right. If God gave you that dream, shouldn't knock you off. You shouldn't be persuaded by all the criticism. All right. Praise God. All righty. Now, praise the Lord. We're doing great today. Three things I want you to remember about dreams. And I hate to tell you this, but we're going to talk about dream thieves. Dream thieves. People who steal are called thieves. Dream thieves. All right. Number one, not everybody's going to like it. your dream, not everybody's going to get it, and not everybody's going to believe it. And you know, with Joseph, who was trying to steal his dream first? His brothers. I'm telling you, family sometimes, they'll be the one that's just going to try to steal the dream. That's not a good amen, though. You're right. All right? Sometimes it's your friends. Friends that are just plumb jealous that you're called to do something, and they'll get their trap going. All right? Jealousy. Friends. Sometimes it's just life that tries to steal your dreams. Like, I got married, then I had kids, then I had kids, then I had kids, then I had kids, then I had kids. And life happens. And your dream just didn't get to finish your dream. All right? Okay, we'll talk later on that one there. All right? So it's just life. Amen. I have a good friend. She runs Darlin'. And both her parents had an accident. And she had this dream of a vision. Let me back up. She has this dream, this vision that she's working at and was ready to launch into. Both her elderly parents had an accident, and they're both in a nursing home. So sometimes life happens, and she had to put this dream on the back burner. It's okay. It's okay, because I'm going to tell you something else about dreams, all right? So sometimes life happens, and the dreams just don't quite get there yet. All right, the other one is we have an enemy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's trying to steal your dream from happening. I mean, crazy things happen, all right? And the last one that steals, and this one you're going to go, are you kidding me, Pastor D? Yes, I am not kidding you. You sometimes steal your dream. You start doubting. You start doubting. You get this thought, well, you know, maybe I'm not qualified. You know, listen, there's probably a million people better than you. But the question is, do you know that God gave you the dream? Can you say, I have a dream? God gave me a dream. All right. So that last dream thief is you. Don't let that steal your dream. Don't let your head steal your dream. And you have to just go, no, I know. I know that God called me. I remember where he spoke to me. I remember when the lights went off and the vision that this could be better in my life. And I am not doubting what God said, especially if you can back it up with scriptures. Okay, one more thing. Dreams can be distorting. Okay, what I mean is a good example. The Apostle Paul. God gave him a dream to go preach the gospel only to the Gentiles, right? To go where no man had gone before. He was supposed to do that, all right? Now, his dream probably thought it was a nightmare on occasions. Let's see, shipwrecked, stoned, abandoned, thrice beat with rods and all that stuff, all right? If he's sort of thinking about the dream, he's probably thinking it looks more like a nightmare. So they can, sometimes your dreams get a little distorted there, all right? Okay, but in matter of fact, while if Paul would have known that he had to go through all of that for his dream, how many think he would have done it? I don't know, all right? Sometimes what you don't know will help you in the dream. Sometimes, if I were to look at some of the 30 plus years that we've been pastoring, and if I would have known some of the big hurdles, the hurts, and the pain to pastor, if I would have known all of that, I don't know. Not sure, okay? And you know what? I really believe, this is me, this is not Bible, but I really believe, and I could, looking at Paul's life, that God will just give you part of the dream, and then next year he'll give you another part of the dream, and next year he'll give you a little bit more. All right. And all you have to do is God gave me a dream and I'm going to step out at it. And then next year, I still have the dream. Oh, my gosh. That's OK. I'm going to step out at it. All right. The thing that's going to get better. You stay with it. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. If God called you, you know what? If God called you, he has a way to make it happen. My favorite scripture, he who has begun a good work will complete it. I'd say that over my teenagers. He who begun a good work, he's going to complete it. You know, things that are dreams in my life. He who's begun a good work, he's going to complete it. I have a dream. He's going to complete it. I'm going to stay focused. This summer, we had Marilyn Neubauer, and she was actually on her way to Asia and India. God gave her a dream to go over there. I really don't enjoy missions. It's quite painful. I love giving my money to people that are missionaries. I just tell them flat out, how much do you need? I'll see if I can help you. And when I have a story about Marilyn, so she has, she lives in California. She came here to visit. She spoke here. And then she was heading to India and some other place. I forgot. And she sent an email. She got to the big airport and they said, sorry, you can't get on the airplane. You don't have the correct visa. She goes, are you kidding me? No, she would have said it nicer. So because she works actually with an airline agent who books all this for her and gets the visas. And she goes, my agent, I know she got the right visa. So she's trying to call from wherever to California, and they're asleep and stuff. And it was hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. And once she left the airport, she couldn't take her suitcase out because she didn't have the right paperwork. I mean, it just got monstrously messy. But God gave her a dream. And it was a hurdle, and it was a hurdle. It looked like a nightmare. And she says, no, I know I'm supposed to go. And she called this person. And they say, I have connections over here at the airport. And they got her in at the last minute. The last minute. I mean, they're holding the door to throw this lady here. All right? So sometimes your dream may look like a nightmare, but it really is not. Okay? You have to say, I have a dream. This is not a nightmare. All right? Now, this is the one that I love. I want to tell you. God puts dreams in your heart that life can get better. And so what if you mess up? I have messed up some of the dreams. But listen, write this down. There are no expiration dates on a dream. There are no expirations on a dream. All right? God puts there's a dream in your heart just because you goofed up. Have you read your Bible recently? You read these Old Testament guys? You talk about mess ups. Matter of fact, except for Jesus, they're all mess ups, right? And just because they messed up didn't cancel out the dream God gave them. David, he was a repeated mess up, okay? I don't even need to get into all his dirty laundry. But he was, the dream God gave him, he had it. Even though he messed up in between and then in between again. So there's no expiration. It should be on your refrigerator, on your mirror, on your car. There are no expirations to my life could be better, the dream God placed in my heart. There's no expiration dates. Hallelujah. Well, if God puts it in your heart, it doesn't expire. All right, it doesn't. Now, this last one I don't like, but dreams require time. You know, we want it now. Sometimes you're going, God, why is it taking so long for my dream? Why is it taking so long for the thing you placed in my heart to be changed? How come? Why? Because they take time. They take time. And a lot of times, well, Genesis 30, here we go. I'll just tell you. Genesis 41 or 37, it says that Joseph was 17 years old when he started the dream. And then in chapter 41, it says Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. It took time. 17 to 30. So what happens in the in-between 17 to 30? How about God speaks to you as a 20-year-old and he gives you this dream, all right? And now you're 40 and you're finally walking out the dream. 20 to 40. What happens in the in-between? The thing I don't like. God starts working in me. He starts preparing me. Yeah, me gets better. So I shouldn't be complaining. How come it's taking so long? Really, God was preparing Joseph, okay, in those from age 17 to 30. 17, he had the dream. 30, the dream manifested, right? In that middle time, he is serving Potiphar, head of his household. Let's see. He's the jail keeper's number one guy. Both of those preparation times was everything he needed to stand here. He needed all those trainings, on-the-job trainings, right? So I'm working at it, and you need to work at the time, the in-between time. Stop complaining. Just God is working stuff in you. And, you know, the funny part is usually I look in the mirror and I don't see what God's doing. But somebody else looks at you and they're like, oh, man, I can tell a difference. All right. I can see their life changing. Right. Despise not small beginnings. That's a good one there. All righty. So in between. The other good thing that happens on the in between here, until you finally get over here, when you're over here, you'll see strength, character, all right? Strength like iron. Iron doesn't break real easy, all right? So you should be rejoicing. I am getting stronger in my dream. I am getting my feet sunk deeper into this dream. This waves and winds are not knocking me over because inside of me, he who has begun a good work is working it out. Right? I say it about me. I say it about the dream. So I'm just simply going to say, I don't care. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what a doctor's report says. I don't care the in-between. I have a dream and my God will fulfill the dream. And I am going to stand and walk out the dream. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody say, I have a dream. Woo! All righty. Now, this is the last bomb on this one here. Your dream that God places, because this is the nature of God. The nature of God is when he places a dream in you, it's not about you. Everybody say it's not about you. It's about helping others. I was like, man, you're right. I started thinking back of the different dreams. I've had different dreams in my life and visions and hopes and desires. And in the beginning, like Joseph, it was all about me. It was all about me. It was all about me. Joseph, in the beginning of his dream, it was about his brothers bowing down to him, right? It was all about Joseph. Yeah, right. We're going to bow down to you, right? Okay. At the end, it wasn't about Joseph. It was about reuniting his family. It was about rescuing his family. It wasn't about Joseph. It was about helping others. That's the dreams that God, those are God dreams. All right. So now say, I have a God dream. I have a God dream. And it's to help others. All right. Just you. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get lost here, Pastor D. Think about this one. I love this because we've had a lot of weddings at my house, my two girls, and it was all about the girls and their wedding and this and that. It's all about you when you first got married. It's all about you. And then you get married. By year two, you find out it's about your spouse or else you're not there anymore, all right? First, it's about you. Then it gets about your spouse. Then you have kids and it starts being about kids, all right? It's all about you changing. Changing. You think, oh my gosh, all right. And you know why? Because nothing about God is about you. It's just about you. It's all about what God's going to do in you and through you and the things that he does in you. Can I tell you, sometimes in the middle of the dream, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's not terrible. It's just change. All right. It's just change. And the change, if you will just have a God dream, it'll be about other people and how they affect other people's lives and helps other people's lives. That's a dream. That's a dream. So I know God's placed dreams in every single one of you. Some of you, it's been a decade since you've even opened the door on that dream because life hit. But if God placed a dream, he wants to fulfill the dream. So it might take some quiet time. Matter of fact, your homework, I love it. This week, get quiet and write a piece of paper. Matter of fact, well, this is one of those that you should write in the back of your Bible. Don't ever read the back of my Bibles. I have some real personal things. But write in the back of your Bible, what is my dream? What has God placed in my heart, asked me to do? Or what I'm believing for? Sometimes it's not a do, it's a for. All right. What is the dream God's placed in your heart? That's your homework. All right. Now, say what happens if you're like at this point, I don't have a dream. I don't know. Well, this is the God thing. You go find somebody who has a dream and you come alongside their dream and help them fulfill their dream. And you watch out, baby. You'll catch a dream. All right. So maybe you're in between dreams. You don't know. Go find somebody who's doing something, who has a dream. Maybe it's a dream that you actually are just that intercessor. You're that prayer person for their dream. All right? Get alongside people. It's more fun to run with people. Because, matter of fact, we were on the rail trail the other day, and I said, if I say I have to tie my shoelace 5 times, it's because you guys are wearing me out. Just leave me on the side. But you know what? It was more fun going on the rail trail with people than by myself, because I probably wouldn't go. They were, and the conversation was great. Same with a dream. All right. So let me pray for everybody. Everybody, just close your eyes, bow your head. I want to pray over everybody. Father, I pray over everybody in this place today that you would reveal dreams to them, places where life could get better, where they could be people of to help others. Father, I pray that you would show them the steps that go with the dreams and that you would bring the dream to pass. I thank you that you are a God of dreams. And I thank you that when you place dreams inside of us, that everyone will have one and everyone will fulfill these dreams in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say, I have a dream. I have some dreams, baby. I have dreams. Life can get better. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, I don't have a dream, but we do have communion fellowship. You are all invited to stay for communion fellowship. It's downstairs or crock pots. I need my team that's going to load them up.